me. The mothers create music. They make open spaces for the unexpected to happen in. They touch your mind in a way that changes it. Any writer who attempts to reduce all this into an article is dishonest or simple-minded, or both. Instead of laying down a few pages of packaged jive, I've tried to let them speak for themselves. And if you read between the lines and think a bit about the photographs, you'll come out with more knowledge about Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention than any article could give you. So that was his statement. We go back to this transcript.
And Hump
says, Humpy. This is Zappa on Humpy.
Yes.
He says, I always, so the transcript says, I always felt like an outsider as a teenager, but it didn't bother me because I saw most of what was going on in the inside, and though I felt that it was intriguing, sometimes entertaining, I didn't particularly want to participate. So I think that's Zappa talking about himself. Felt like an outsider as a teenager, didn't bother him because I saw most of what was going on in the inside, and although I, what's that mean? I saw most of what was going on in the inside. And although I felt that it was intriguing and sometimes entertaining, I didn't particularly want to participate. I didn't particularly want to participate in it. I could see where the mistakes were being made. And personally, I didn't want to make the same ones. It just didn't look like it would be any fun. Then he says, the chance for a violent revolution in America is always there. It's always there. There's always that many stupid people. I think it would be a ridiculous waste of time. A typical loser's revolution. Makes me vomit to hear the word. People don't know what a revolution is. Everything they ever read, everything ever thought about a revolution is completely irrelevant to this day and age, especially in the U.S. There are more subtle ways to altering things. It's not a question of picking everything up and dumping it and starting over again. I simply don't believe that. There are a lot of good things about, especially the way society is set up today. The main problem is the mental health of the people who are running the society. They just have the wrong idea. The other problem is education, the education of the people who elect those representatives. An uneducated mass cannot function in a democracy. You just can't make a rational decision about a governmental representative if you're voting for a smiler's clothes. It's a question of being provided with inferior software. Their computing mechanism is just not supplied with the proper software to allow them to make the right kind of decisions. One more line. It's a question of inferior software. It's a question of being provided with inferior software. Their computing mechanism is just not supplied with the proper software to allow them to make the right kind of decisions. They compute a problem and come out with, well, you feed in 2 plus 2 equals, and they come out with something like 75. I feel a particular promise, believe it or not, in short-haired kids from suburban middle-class families, the ones who never wanted to be hippies. So this is where he puts his hope in. The ones who never wanted to be hippies, those are the ones who are going to change it. Right now, they're around 15 years old. The long-haired guys are too stoned to make rational decisions. They come up with answers to social and political problems that are just completely beyond their comprehension. Sort of like me and Ion, right? Talking about post-New Year's Day meeting. The transcript says, I wouldn't want to have any part of a revolution engineered by literally be hanging. Well,
by Corbin.
Bob, what year did Zappa write that?
Is 1968, 1969.
So the kids.
Listen to this. Leary is running for governor of California, and Zappa says he will not vote for Leary. So he's showing himself very different from the 1934, 35 birth people, what they were like in the early 50s.
And so in 1969, 15-year-old kids were born in 54. And he had more hope for those, that those kids would turn things around than the hippies. Is that what I heard?
The new degenerations.
The what generations?
Yes, the new degeneration. Degeneration.
Our hopes are in the new degeneration.
Okay.
And that would have been... Well, yeah, I didn't see a lot of change from that group either. I was thinking of an older generation where everybody just immersed themselves in business. You know, there was no turnaround from the 60s and 70s. It just became all business.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, the statement you read before that one could describe payday.
Yeah.
Just as easily as Zappa's work.
Yeah, what did it say?
The humping what?
Which part? We read a lot.
Okay. The one, do you know the one you just read?
Yeah.
It was not that one. It was the one before. So are you reading from the same?
The Payday, the More Than Human book by Theodore Sturgeon?
I think so. Where Zappa involved his audience. It was Zappa involved his audience.
We're not a group of freaks. Yes, we're not a group of freaks.
He will eventually turn. He says, in order for the ones who have been able to save themselves from that fate, in order for them to continue and do good work, they have to be shown that somebody appreciates the fact that they escaped. We appeal to these people. We let them know that anybody can create their own spaces within the world. Is that the sentence?
Yes. Yes.
No,
keep
we don't
going.
Do that. It is?
Keep going.
Well, that's it. That's the end of that sentence. Now, there's a quote.
Oh, well, that's not
there's
it.
There's a quote from More Than Human. No, the quote from More Than Human. We're Homo Gestalt. We weren't invented. We evolved. Then the narrator says, there was warmth and laughter and wisdom. For each voice, there was a discrete personality, a comprehensive sense of something like stature or rank, and an accurate locus. Yet in terms of amplitude, there was no difference in the voices. They were all here, or at least all equally near. You mean that?
No, but that kind of works,
you
too.
You might mean this. Listen to this. I don't collect people. Bob doesn't collect people. Like
see, here
Gene,
we go.
Or... Is it? You think this is it?
Maybe. Keep going.
Bob doesn't collect people. Bob doesn't collect people like A.S.A. Scott or Tina. We find each other. It was the same way with the band. We came together and evolved over a period of years. I tried to find avenues by which people there might be able to express themselves. Is that it?
That's it.
That's not it,
That's
is it?
It. That's it.
Oh, okay. One of the things that keeps a society sick and frustrated is when you have creative people with no outlet for their creativity.
Yes.
I would say that we, with ION, we tend to suppress people's creativity. We make people feel less than. ION, when he does private sessions, he massages you and you feel good. But the way we act in the show, people are nervous, they're intimidated, they're hesitant, right? We're not that encouraging.
Well, then you have to go back to the first sentence. It's the people that have already escaped that can be creative on payday. It's the people that already left.
That.
What was that first sentence? This is an avenue
the
for those
going
of us
to
that...
Die next week?
Say that again, Roxy? For those of us that are going to die next week?
Don't go. The ones that escape and come back and escape.
Yes.
There was a case of somebody.
We escaped to payday.
Oh, yeah, Ben. Yeah, Clyde. Matter of fact, what happened to Clyde? He came on, we talked to him, but we forgot about him. I don't need. Did I fall asleep? What happened to Clyde? Let's see.
What happened to Cornelli?
Who? Well, Funkinelli. Yes, Funkinelli. All right. Funkinelli. I don't know what Gene's really talking about. It's sort of maybe some of the sentences we said, right, Gene?
Yeah. Yeah. You hit a few, and you hit some other ones that applied for me as well.
Now, you got more creative when you came here?
She's defining the Bay Bay experience.
Yes, I got more creative
right.
because you create avenues for me to be creative, Bob. So.
All right. Okay.
There.
Yes.
Now, I found another thing. I searched Pamela Zarubica's name, and I found an old website called Zappa's Frequently Asked Questions.
Okay.
And there is, it's from, looks like 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dropping the link into chat right now. Because it looks like somebody categorized all of Frank's music. And I'm curious what you guys mm-hmm. think of that.
What do you mean?
So,
yeah, it's good.
So do you see the link, Bob?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was...
Go to chat
and... in other activities. Of a
Frank's music is a lot of music.
All right, so there's this that FAQ.
But what do you mean categorized by genres or?
Well, that's he's.
Genres
I'm not
what?
Sure. That's why I want you guys to look at it because.
Oh, okay.
He can't. All right, are you at the page, Bob? Roxy, Bert.
Well, it didn't come up.
No, I'm not in
the right link. It didn't come
it's,
up. Did I do it wrong? Yeah. Maybe I did it wrong. Okay, here. Okay, there it is. Then you bring it up here. The main FAQ, Robert Hederich. I've seen that name before. So I scroll
okay,
down.
Now, Bob, it's indexed, and if you go down to 2.1.1...
2.1.1.
I'm sorry, 2.2.1.1. It says for the hardcore FZ fanatics.
Yes, I see that.
Okay.
What do you
now,
want me to do?
There's a few tips that he says, and then if you look below, he's categorized all the music. 2.2.1.2 is 1973 through 75, and he's got a list of songs or albums. Songs
by Dave. Those are album titles.
And then
big
he has 60
stuff,
satire
music.
Yeah,
I see that jazz, live, love songs, sex, orchestral. Okay, that's pretty good.
So, it's kind of a categorization of the different styles of Roxy's music. I'm sorry, of Frank's music. He's got the Roxy lineup, Roxy.
Well, it's a nice bunch of categories. That's good. What are we supposed to, the guy organized, the 84 tour, the 88 tour. List the album, sing clavier, that's cool. But nothing, let me read you something.
Maybe that could be useful for me, huh?
Yes, for you to get a handle on what he's done. Yes, it would be useful. It looks well organized. The Mothers. Zappa is the antithesis of an American pop idol. He had on Friday at the Albert Hall, that would be in London, which is fast becoming my... What's so funny? What did I say that was funny?
Well, I think everybody wants to be now an American pop idol.
Oh, okay.
And
Zappa is the antithesis of the American pop idol. Yes. The antithesis of the American pop idol. And yet on Friday at the Albert Hall, which is fast becoming my local almost, said the writer. He must have felt a bit stupid when a dozen adolescent boys stormed the stage in an attempt to get at their God, God in quote. It's a strange world. However, the scathing denigrations of the great democracy we know and love and expect from the mothers were few and far between, and the emphasis of the concert was on music, modern bullshit chamber music. This proved a bit too much for a certain section of the audience who had come to see the zany Mother's Invention rock and roll humor band do put-downs of everything in sight. One member of the audience delivered a two-minute tirade of verbal abuse, which was dealt with typical cool by Zappa. Zappa said, "Be quiet, you fool," he said. And when the guys started rapping again, Zappa merely said, "Go fuck yourself." And then the writer says, "At the Albert Hall, mind you. You know, it's the Queen's place." Apart from this type of brief aside and his introductions, the only other humor for humor's sake comedy stuff was a parody of a modern ballet performed to the accompaniment of Ian Underwood's excellent classical piano, which developed into a spoof on perverted sex, I think. All good, clean, dirty stuff. The music was excellent and included numbers from their latest album, Uncle Meat, and others of similar ilk. The arrangements are extremely complex and feature Zappa's bizarre, in brackets, see how I just threw that in for a tricky pun. Clever, huh? So where was the pun? The arrangements are extremely complex and feature Zappa's bizarre conducting, which was obviously necessary but was overemphasized when organist Don Preston followed his direction so rigidly that he found himself being drawn down to a groveling position at Zappa's feet. The amplified reed and horn section was responsible for most of the musical interest, although Frank proved quite conclusively that he's a brilliant guitarist, especially with a wah-wah pedal, and not a bad drummer either. So this guy failed to get into the second paragraph associated with the psychic guy. And then I just read you the three paragraphs. The three paragraphs of reviewing the meaning of Zappa. Going through my papers. Announcements of the Zappa Revolution.
The patriotic.
Yes. There's a long interview, which will probably be interesting to read someday, between Miles and Frank Zappa. Right. I don't know. What do you think?
And Frank wrote a book entitled "Am I a Sexist or What?"
No.
Or no, a chapter in the
title.
Frank Zappa book.
I don't recall that, but it might be in the second edition or something.
From the Real Frank Zappa book, chapter, Am I a Sexist or What?
Okay.
The songs I write about women are not gratuitous attacks on them, but statements of fact. The song "Jewish Princess" caused the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith to complain bitterly and demand an apology. I did not apologize then and refuse to do so now, because, unlike the unicorn, such creatures do exist and deserve to be commemorated with their own special opus.
Yeah, or like the unicorn Bob exists.
Okay, you got to speak into the phone. It's too muffled.
Yes, because there wasn't there, so I just said, or like the unicorn Bob exists.
Yes. And if the world, if I didn't exist, the world would have to invent me. So it says, here's an interview, Robert Brenner. When the editor of Datebook, the female magazine maybe, when the editor of Datebook asked me to interview Frank Zappa, I considered it to be quite an honor. Frank Zappa and his 10-man band, The Mother's Invention, along with Bach and the Beatles, have been a major influence of many big rock groups in the country over the last 5 years. I drove out to the Westbury Music Fair in Westbury, New York, that's right above where we used to live, about 1 hour before showtime to talk to Frank Zappa. This had been arranged by his manager. One of the managers of the theater, bless her little heart, was under the impression that I was really trying to beat the theater for a free admission, even though I was carrying the tools of my trade. My 25-pound metal camera, my 25-pound metal camera case, a second camera around my neck, a portable tape recorder, a bag of batteries and film, and a portfolio of my past work to more or less legitimize my being there. After spending 10 minutes on the pros and cons of my being there and having Frank Zappa's manager and the editor of another major magazine join me in my fight against the Westbury Music Fair establishment, and as a result of that, I was allowed to stay, but not until some nasty remarks were thrown around about what I really had in my paper bag. I went backstage, and there was the man, his long hair tied in a ponytail, nervously smoking cigarettes, talking firmly to his horn players. Quote, Zappa says, "That part stinks. I've got 15 versions of it, and every one has got a mistake in it. I was thinking of giving the field the held. I was thinking of giving the held note to the trumpet, and both you guys play the other thing in unison. It's not very strong, and aside from not being very strong, it's not played right. It seems like at one point somebody blows and doesn't put his fingers down. Your hands aren't catching up to what you're doing. Your hands aren't catching up to what you're blowing. What's your head note? You play D. You play D? You play D. Okay. He says, that part stinks. I've got 15 versions of that, and everyone has got a mistake in it. I was thinking of giving the held note to the trumpet, and both you guys play the other thing in unison. So I guess he's giving instructions to his band. It's not very strong, and aside from not being very strong, it's not played right. It seems like at one point somebody blows and doesn't put his fingers down. Your hands aren't catching up to what you're blowing. What's your held note? You play D, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you harmonize that part? Try it slow. A whole step lower than that. D sharp. One at a time, from the beginning. One at a time. Try that note. Is that the actual note? Do that Stravinsky thing, you know, where it's a fifth. At that point, two angry-looking men came into the backstage dressing room. They said, nobody's allowed back here. You'll have to leave the theater. You've got to get a ticket from up front. Nobody's allowed back here outside the groups. It's a house rule. Someone says, I got my parents and my family, someone says. The guard says, it doesn't make any difference, sir. It doesn't make any difference. At the end of the show, they want to come back. That's another story. If you tell us then you want to come back and say hello, fine. But not during the show or anything else. You have to have tickets to get in the theater. Get punch tickets from the people producing the show. You're not allowed back here. Go get some tickets. Then it says about a half dozen people slowly filtered out. Frank Zappa, who had been quietly sitting there, gross in what was going on, turned to me and Woodley said, that's a lot.
What happened?
What? I'm still here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you harmonize that part? Try it slow. A whole step lower than that. D sharp. One at a time. From the beginning. One at a time. Try that note. Is that the actual note? Do that Stravinsky thing, you know, where it's a fifth. At that point, too, and then these bodyguards come in, security. Somebody says, I got my parents and my family. Doesn't make any difference, sir. Doesn't make any difference. At the end of the show, they want to come back. That's another story. If you tell us then you want to come back and say hello, fine. But not during the show or anything else. You have to have tickets to get in the theater. Get punch tickets from the people producing the show. You're not allowed back here. Go get some tickets. So then it says, about a half dozen people slowly filtered out. Frank Zappa, who had been quietly sitting there, engrossed in what was going on, turned to me and softly said, quote, "How do you like the house rules?" Unquote. He turned back to his horn players and continued his instructions. Quote, "That's a lot better. Let me hear it from the beginning. Let's do it again." Another section that will clean up that section is when you get those rips going in the same direction. You're not synchronized enough to make it sound like a valid effect. It sounds garbagey. So that's life with Zappa.
That's his.
But he must have been the toughest.
There's another part. My conducting.
Roxy, did you any?
Yeah.
Did you have any?
Yeah, let me read this. Really what?
Tough musical instructors.
What?
Instructors. He must have been the toughest musical.
Yeah, did you have tough musical instructors?
Yes, but I think it used to be like that before it was normal. People were also taught like that. It's not like they were just imitating what they knew.
He was exacting.
But not, I was always a nerd and I always liked to study, so I never suffered any punishments or anything. I like homework.
You like homework.
Yes. Yeah, I like to practice. And I enjoy it a lot to play and practice. And I think to play any instrument you need to be very disciplined and actually sort of normal what he's doing. He's just asking the musicians to do what they have to do. It sounds a little straighter, too much, but that's the way it is. It demands a lot of practice. Hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, and if you enjoy it, it can
people who aren't to becoming a performer of any instrument, that's the only thing they do, the only practice.
I had an alcoholic chorus teacher in high school, and he was, you know, by conventional terms, he was very good, and he was exacting in that way. He wanted the chorus to be perfect, and there was an intensity there that was thrilling and frustrating at the same time. I'd get really tired of his badgering, but I quit for a year and I came back because I enjoyed the experience so much. And I can imagine Zappa just was exponentially more of a perfectionist because of his ear. He could hear things.
Okay, I got some. Okay, enough of this. We got some work to do. in this article, I found an interesting part of it. All right? So the journalist was watching the mothers rehearse. Yes. Afterward, Frank Zappa spoke about the audience, which hadn't been very receptive. He says, "It's very difficult to play any good stuff for people who just wouldn't hear it. I don't want to bore them to death." Then the journalist says, "I asked him what his feelings were when some of the audience began yelling for the vanilla fudge." Zappa says, "I go on. I continue. Am I supposed to stop because somebody asked for the vanilla fudge?" Then he grinned. "Even if we could, we wouldn't." The editor of an underground newspaper who was present backstage asked Frank Zappa if he had met anyone from a leftist group called the Communards while the mothers were on a tour of Germany. Zappa answered, telling of his experiences in Berlin. Quote, "All we saw were a bunch of punks, some of the local punks, leftist punks. I don't know whether they were SDS, but they were leftist punks. with the red scarf around their neck. They approached me prior to the concert during a rehearsal and asked me to assist them in a political action. I said, well, what do you have in mind? They said, well, there's going to be 8,000 kids here tonight, and most of them have never demonstrated before, and we want you to tell them to come with us while we go around the corner and set fire to the Allied Command Center. And I said, I don't think that's good mental health. And so they got sore and tried to wreck our show. When we got on stage, about 30 of them started blowing air horns and throwing things up on the bandstand, marching around in the audience and waving red banners. It's like the Black Lives Matter invading a library. You know, they were really stupid, says Frank. Now, he has footage of this. I've seen it in different videos or something. He filmed these guys. Then Zappa says, so the journalist considers that Frank expressed an outburst against the violent left. So it says, this outburst by Frank against the violent left led to a question that seems to be making the rounds through rock music circles these days. Quote, what do you think of Bill Graham, owner of Fillmore and Fillmore East? Frank, I like Bill Graham. He has my respect. I like him as a person, unquote. The editor seemed to pale. He paled when Zappa said that. Zappa continued, quote, he's always treated me fairly. I think that he's got a perfect right to conduct his business, and I think that people from the street, if they want to make some sort of assault on the establishment, better take it further uptown. They're not doing themselves that much good by punching themselves into the Fillmore. If they want to make a conquest, go to Lincoln Center, unquote. So the journalist says, the die was cast. It was going to be an evening of political free-for-all. Zappa was asked what his feelings would be about cooperatives of musicians and performers. Quote, well, first of all, I don't believe in communism. And second of all, I think that a person is entitled to a profit from the services. What? What's wrong, Gene? Are you okay?
I just guffawed.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't believe in communism. And second of all, I think that a person is entitled to a profit from the services of the performance, whether it's creative or non-creative. If a person is a plumber and he fixes my toilet, I'm glad to pay him, unquote. Then the journalist says, things cooled down and the discussions led towards the music played by the Mothers of Invention and the amount of acceptance they were getting. Question, are you getting a better audience response now? Zapp says, hardly. It hasn't changed much. I'd say it's improved 5% in 5 years. What have we done for the people here tonight? What have they heard? They don't know what they heard. Just because they sat there and listened, it doesn't mean they heard it. I'm not saying they don't have a chance to get into our music. Everybody's got a chance. Finally, the inevitable conversation came up. Revolution. Zappa spoke angrily. Quote, I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. They've still got a picture with red flags, marching, a lot of shouting at policemen, pigs, pigs. Is that the way you say it? Zappa goes, is that the way you say it? Is that the way you say it, pigs? Then they hit you. Then the cops hit you. Hey, and then you say, I knew he'd find this. We always find some hilarious thing. We just have to keep looking. Let me nod off every now and then. Then they hit you, and you yell, hey, he hit me. Okay. All right, calm down. So then, this is how Zappa sees it. It's three dead.
Is that how you say it, Bob?
I suppose.
Is that how you say it?
What?
Is that how you say it?
I suppose the kids now know what. Yeah, that's how you say it. I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. They still got a picture with red flags marching. Okay. They still got a picture with red flags marching.
He can't do it.
I just can't do it.
I can't make it. I give up.
You can't finish the sentence.
I got so many.
Okay, try again.
I got so many
Start
tears
over,
in my
again.
Eyes. I can't read the print. I got too many tears in my eyes. I can't see the print.
red flags.
This is what Zappa does. Zappa just describes what he sees, what's going on. He sees a bunch of people. I'm crying or laughing. I don't know.
Read the part about the pigs again. That was so good.
Yeah, where's
the pigs?
Bert.
Is that how you
it's
say
fine,
it?
It's fine, Bert. Did I exclude him? Let's see. Is he? Uh-oh. People are blocked. A whole bunch of people blocked. We haven't enjoyed their
Bert.
Laughing. You're back, Bert. Have you been laughing, Bert? Bert. Did Bert die?
Me, hear me. No, Bert.
He couldn't talk.
Were you laughing, Bert?
Frank
I was
is
crying.
Not a fan of the police. Yes. Yes. Frank is not a fan of the police. That's for sure.
No, no, he's being detached. He's not. He's saying that the police, the demonstrators are stupid. He says. It's like when he does dialogue in movies. He has this really mechanical way of doing, okay, you say this, and then they say that. I've got a hamburger. I'm eating the hamburger. You know, this breaks down the sensory operation. So these kids are marching. He says they still got a picture. This is a picture the kids have of what they're supposed to do. They have a revolution. You march around with a rainbow egg.
Keep going, finish it.
They've still got a picture. Yeah, they've still got a picture with red flags and marching. A lot of show.
You can't do it.
I can't get there.
A lot of shouting at policemen. He goes, pigs. And he goes,
is that the way you say it?
Is that the way you say it?
Well, you made
He's
it true,
to
but we didn't understand a word you said.
Okay. Try again. Okay. He says, there's a lot of shouting at the policeman. Pigs. Zappa says the word. He's so tuned into his ears, he asked if he said it correctly. Is that the way you say pigs? Is that the way you yell it? Okay, is that the way you say it? Pigs. Then they hit you. you protest the police, and then the ritual is that you get beat up by the police, and you say, hey, he hit me. Then he hit me. Zappa says, I think we got past the rough pick. A rough patch here. I think I'm ready to get to the clear part. Zappa says, they ain't going to go no place that way. They ain't going to go no way. Zappa was trying to have a serious revolution, and he's put up with kids running around.
Zappa, you're almost to the red
flag. Can we take your 8,000? Yeah, can we take your 8,000 audience and go around the corner and burn down NATO? That doesn't sound like very good mental health. That doesn't sound like good mental health. Okay, so they ain't going to go no place the way they're doing it. They're running an imbecile revolution. They're running an imbecile revolution for imbecile people. It's a make-believe revolution at about 50%. Poor Frank has to comment on absurdities. Here he is, a genius performing this great music, and he has to have opinions on this nonsense. It's a make-believe revolution. And about 50%. 20% now, just in this building, is being steered by Madison Avenue. And the rest of the people who are marketing the revolutionary products, it'll increase just like the usage of the word psychedelic in merchandising, policies, signs in the newspapers. Then someone says, is the country really coming apart? No. Wait a minute. I guess Frank's saying that. Is the country really coming apart? Look at it in every way. Then Zappa brushed the hair out of his eyes and spoke. So it looks like somebody asked him, is the country really coming apart? I don't know why they say, look at it in every way. Zappa says, sure, it's coming apart. It's been coming apart for a long time. But that don't mean it can't be put back together again. I think it's worth it to stick it back together. And someone says, I don't think so. Zappa's trying to be rational. I think it'd be okay to put it back together again. Somebody says, I don't think so. This is Zappa leaned forward. You don't? Well, then get yourself a passport and find yourself a palm tree to sit under, because I'm going to stay here and see if I can fix it. If I don't want to blow it up, I want to fix it. There was an eerie silence because everybody felt that Zappa wasn't talking. He meant it. There wasn't. What is this? I think that's it. I think that's the end of the article.
Wow.
Yes, that was it. There was an eerie silence because everybody felt that Zappa wasn't talking. He meant it. He's projecting these kids will.
That's a good point.
Get yourself a passport, find yourself a palm tree to sit under, because I'm going to stay here and see if I can fix it. See, he was going to program the environment, as Roxy says. He was going to fix it. And he did eat kids. I like this. I suppose kids now know what a revolution is. They've still got a picture with red flags, marching, a lot of shouting at policemen, pigs. Is that the way you say it? Pigs. Then they hit you, and you say, hey, he hit me. They ain't going to go no place that way. They ain't going to go no place the way they're doing it. They're running an imbecile revolution for imbecile teenagers. And then he says it's marketed by Madison Avenue. It's a make-believe revolution, and about 15 to 20% now, just in this building, is being steered by Madison Avenue. And so there's the programming. He wants to do counter-programming by Madison Avenue and the rest of the people who are marketing the revolutionary products. It'll increase just like the usage of the word psychedelic in merchandising. Policies, signs in the newspapers. Yeah, the country's coming apart. It's been coming apart for a long time, but that don't mean it can't be put back together again. I think it's worth it to stick it back together. Someone says, I don't think so. I don't think it's worth putting back together.
Go find
it's like Zappa,
tree.
You know, he had to infiltrate. What?
It's still the same.
What?
People go to these demonstrations.
Yeah,
people go to these demonstrations, but they actually are not willing to change anything for real.
That's right.
It's just
won't
like
another
type of entertainment. It's another type of being cool.
It's a mindset. Yeah. A fad, attitude freak.
Now everybody.
Here's what's interesting.
Everybody's into communism and veganism, and it's just because of the trend.
Veganism.
It's not really,
right.
Yeah.
Here you are sitting under
a pine
tree.
Okay, here's the same thing.
Or a palm tree.
Yeah, here I am running a revolution. I've resolved the conflict. I am both the kid and Zappa. I'm doing both. But listen.
Sitting under a palm tree.
I resolved the dialectic. I am the synthesis. But look at this. Zappa's this genius guy. We're still talking about him. Making huge music that the kids can't even hear, and he knows they can't hear. But he's forced to play it to little kids. It's the only avenue where he can express himself. No one else will let him play anywhere else. So he's forced to play this amazing new scientific breakthrough to a bunch of retarded 10-year-olds. And they're running around, if they have the guts to talk to him, they'll actually bring up their little trivial concerns, and he's got to answer their stupid questions. I've seen him, they say he leaned into the person. I've seen him do that. He leans into you. He goes, the guy goes, I don't think so. He goes, you don't? Well, then get yourself a passport. So here's that. So what? It's like Ion. Ion comes forth. Everything has collapsed beyond any human imagination, and he's here talking to idiots. You know, all he's got is a bunch of people calling in. But you know what I mean.
Ion says, oh.
He's nice. Yes, Zappa's arrogant response is intimating Ion. He's miming Ion.
Yes. Okay, Bob, what was the name of that article again?
That was pretty good.
What was the name
this
of that
one?
Article? Where? Yeah, that you just made it through.
It's called, it's from I don't know what magazine it's from, but it's called Rap with Zap. Rap with Zap.
So you know, do you think it's Zappa. Online somewhere, or is this in your collection?
No, these are obscure teen magazines that, you know, aren't even... Yeah, it says, Rap with Zap, an unusual interview with a very unusual man, Frank Zappa of Mother's Invention. He actually is being practical. He's actually trying to do a revolution. He's going to run for president that year, in that period, and he's got to deal with idiot youth culture. Now, let's look at this. It's the only place he can play. It's like, you know, we're running this amazing thing. The only place we could possibly get on the radio was James Martinez's, whatever his name was, his fucking cash flow show. Mm-hmm. Well, we had to listen to James's nonsense while we waited for him to shut up so that Ion could talk and dispense the wisdom of the centuries. And we were polite. We let James go on. Eventually, he had run out of things to say, so all he could do was laugh. So we had to wait till he stopped laughing so that I could continue dispensing the awesome knowledge. And here we are today. We're still here and still talking to ourselves. I mean, you know, you heard that reading. I dealt with Tiberius and Emperor Komodo in 212 A.D. We've been running this revolution for millennia. Okay, now we come to August 69, and Zappa has disbanded the Mothers. He broke up the Mothers. This is like a week after Woodstock. So it says, Mother's Day has finally come, by Jerry Hopkins. And this Jerry Hopkins guy seems to be the main guy interviewing Zappa for the Rolling Stone and different magazines. It's always Jerry Hopkins, who's a pretty interesting guy himself. He did some radical writing and books and stuff. He's sort of like a renegade teacher. So it says, he writes, Frank Zappa, quote, tired of playing for people who clap for all the wrong reasons, unquote, has dissolved his invention. Okay, so he's saying that he played for people who clap for all the wrong reasons. Have people ever clapped for the correct reasons? They usually just clap because they're supposed to, right? They sort of fill in the intervals. So, Jerry says, the first indication that the revolutionary, now they call the revolutionary nine-member band, they wouldn't say it when it was happening. The first indication that the revolutionary nine-member band was approaching the end of its musical career came with an announcement that the Mothers had canceled all bookings from now until the end of the year, so Zappa could concentrate on other projects long in progress. A talk with Zappa revealed the break was more complete than that. Quote, Zappa says, it all started in Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that where Sheila is and that? Are they in Charlotte? Is Greg in Charlotte? Are they near Charlotte?
Deb and...
One of them is around there.
Yes.
Deb, yes. Yeah. So it starts...
Deb and Ginny
with fucking
and
Ionic. We never noticed this before. It starts with the Ionic zone. It all started So that's why all the INets went back there. We had to pick up where Frank left off 40 years ago. We all had to go back to Charlotte, North Carolina. It all started in Charlotte, North Carolina, Frank said. We've been booked by George Ween on a jazz concert date as bait to get the teenage audience. We went into a 30,000-capacity auditorium with a 30-watt public address system. It was 95 degrees and 200% humidity, with a thunderstorm threatening. It was really horrendous. After that, I had a meeting with the group and told them what I thought. Oh, just a minute now. After that, I had a meeting with the group and told them what I thought about the drudgery of grinding it out on the road. And then I came back to L.A. and worked on Hot Rats, an upcoming solo album, which becomes a huge classical, unbelievable album that spreads Zappa's reputation. So he comes back and works on this great album, but nobody knows it's going to be good. Then we did one more tour, 8 days in Canada. Look at that! You go from Charlotte, North Carolina to fucking Canada. Symbolic up your fucking ass there, right?
Wow.
They go from Charlotte.
Right.
And
symbolic
then they end
up your
fucking
Dogtown.
Yeah.
Pumping.
Talk about up the fucking yin yang. Look at that. We did one more tour, 8 days in Canada. After that, I said, fuck it. He was looking for me and I wasn't there yet. Where was I? I was back. Where was I in August 69? I was in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He goes, I like to play, but I just got tired. Imagine some Zappa fan hearing this. This obscure bunch of people who have roots in Charlotte, North Carolina, going on laughing hysterically for odd reasons about what this means and keeps referring to himself as the key Zappa organism. So Zappa says,
if they've made it this far,
like
Bob, they are changed.
Yeah, we're just crossed our 100th hour about 5 hours ago. I like to play, but I just get tired. Yes, 100 hours. This place, yeah, we should celebrate. Yeah, what do we play?
I just saw it.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Good morning,
wake up, young blood. Wake up. Prohibition is over. For the country is still a mess.
Wake up.
Teenagers out there, we've got some cleaning up to do. Especially when it comes to this guy.
Wake up.
Get those sport coats on with the big lapels. They're back. They're fashionable again. Okay, let's
get under
some
a palm tree.
Wake up. From the 80s. General Poindexter, get back on Felix the Cat where you belong. Get the damn pipe out of your mouth. Your history, you're gone. Oliver North, no secret government for you, buddy. You're over. You're through. Bill Casey, you're dead. Bush, you're still a wimp. I'm sorry. Your history. Deaver, Nofziger, you're gross. Book 'em, Dano. Dano? How did he get in the show? Get out of here. Reagan, you're asleep. Wake up. The country's in a mess. You're on your way out anyway, buddy. Your history, your meat, you're through, your vapor. You're baloney without the mayo, buddy. You're out of here.
I'm
these eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The heavens on me, yeah. And I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise.
And this is the sound.
Just a drifting, I go from place to place. I'm just a drifting. Nobody knows my face. And when I go into a town, the people there, they put me down. They say,
existed because you listen to this show. What an awesome song. I'm just a drifter. So here's Frank. He says, after being 8 days in Canada, he says, fuck it.
I like that.
I like to play.
Do-do-do-do-do.
What?
Like
it's pretty cool, Gene, how Roxy can pick up music. Just have to hear it once and she can fucking replay it.
She's got that ability to the recall, musical tonal
and immediately mimic. She did it with some Zappa, some obscure, that Zappa thing we played 2 hours ago. She immediately could do this sound again. What was that? That was pretty
I can do it now that she did it, but I couldn't pick it up in the music. That's cool.
You couldn't do it yourself. I can't even do it.
I could do it after she did it.
The point is,
after hearing her.
Yeah, but she has to get you going.
I told everybody
she has to identify it first. Yes,
she just said. I thought everybody could do this.
Like,
no, we can't, Roxy.
Yes, it's like repeating the phrase. It's like you just hear hello, and you say hello. to sing.
No, it's too complicated. I don't have
you
the rhythm.
Pick up
I can
things.
Dance it.
Yeah, you pick things up.
Here, I'm dancing it. Can you hear me dancing it? I'm dancing it, Roxy.
Yeah, Bob, you should go on video. You should go on video in the morning when you're nodding out and all that, and then when you play that music, I want to see you dance in the morning.
Well,
hello?
See. You know, I'm here. What do you mean? I'm here. Wait, hello, I'm here.
You were thinking.
Okay, let me read this. This is Zappa quitting. It's so amazing. 8 days in Canada. After that, I said, fuck it. I like to play, but I just get tired of beating my head against the wall. I got tired of playing for people who clap for all the wrong reasons. I thought it time to give the people a chance to figure out what we've done already before we do any more. Like, this is like that executive interview a couple years later where Frank is explaining the conceptual continuity and the executive doesn't even know what he's talking about. Whoever said, Humperdinck or Elvis never said, well, I did a few songs. Nobody knew what I was doing. I'll give them time to figure out what I just did. You sang a song, Elvis.
Like
Frank is doing science.
Zion.
Yeah. That's right. That's Ionic. It takes a...
I'm tired.
Yes.
Maggie, whatever.
I give him a chance to figure it out. You'll wake up at 3 in the morning. It'll hit you. What I did. Okay, he says, the last live Mother's performance was in Montreal. The last otherwise performance was a television show in Ottawa the following night, August 18th and 19th. You see, what's Woodstock? That's like the day after. The whole world's going nuts over Woodstock, and Frank's quitting. He's leaving. He's dropping out. Let's get the exact dates here. There might even been the very same time. Woodstock. What were the dates? August 15th to 18th. So that would be like Thursday, 56, 70, that would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the last day of Woodstock, Zappa is starting to quit. Those two, like Woodstock ended, everybody's soaked and rained on and struggling to get home. And Frank is going to do two more shows back to back. That's why nobody knew he did it. It was drowned out by the Woodstock news. So then the article says, which is not to say the Mothers are completely dead. The band will not be performing a recording as a group, but they will be seen on film. Three short films are now complete, two of them documentaries from Germany, and a fourth is in the works. All these, Zappa said, will be offered to colleges as a package in lieu of live performance, probably beginning in late fall. Of course, none of this happens, as far as I know. Zappa also said he had recorded material for a dozen full-length LPs on the shelf in his Hollywood Hills home, records he hopes to release through a Mothers of Invention record club now being planned. The albums cover the band's five-year development and were recorded on tour in Europe as well as throughout North America and in studios stretching from Los Angeles to New York. Meanwhile, the individual members of the band are making plans of their own. Jimmy Carl Black, the drummer known as the Indian in the group, for example, has formed a band of his own, as yet unnamed, and already has begun preliminary recording. Later, the band was called Geronimo. While Don Preston, one of the Mother's keyboard men, the guy who plays the Moog synthesizer, has gone to New York to work with a company that combines dance with electronic music. That was that famous Mercedes dance company. Maybe the guy who lived with John Cage, too. Anyways, these were all spelled out a year later. At the same time, Zappa has holed up in his basement workshop to concentrate on one, Captain Beefheart versus the Grunt People. We read that script. This is a feature-length film, presently in script form, written by Zappa in 1964. Zappa said that thanks in part to Easy Rider and the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, quote, two of several things, finally showing the youth market really means business, unquote. That's not the way the world took it that way. They thought they started a revolution with Woodstock. So he says, three major studios have made offers to back the flick. Zappa also said that if anyone had shown interest in the film 5 years ago, he would never have played rock and roll. His ideal cast in quotes includes parts for, among others, Don Vliet, who's better known as Captain Beefheart, an old high school chum of Zappa's, Chester Burnett, better known as Howlin' Wolf, several of the Mothers of Invention, and Grace Slick. You know, Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane. Another project, an unnamed weekly television show. For this, a major deal is imminent, too, he said, but details could not be discussed. He did say, however, the program would be a music show and not a talk or interview show. Didn't we just talk about that a little while ago? He was talking in the interview with somebody about making a...
Yes.
A music show. Next project, continued activity and production of... Come back?
There you are.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you for 30 seconds.
Everybody here, you heard me, didn't you, Bert?
Yes.
Bert?
There was no blip out.
You guys can't hear me?
Hear me?
Yeah, no blip.
No, I can't hear you.
Okay.
I heard you. No.
All right.
Sorry, just
continued
me.
Activity in production of... Yeah, just you. Continued activity in production of records for his own Bizarre and Straight record company labels. This includes final editing of the debut LP for the GTOs, recording of the second Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band LP for Straight Records, and final work on a new Mother's album called Bert Weenie Sandwich, which relates to an 18-minute color film just completed. This film would be one of the four offered the colleges. Zappa has additionally produced an album by Jean-Luc Ponty, an electric violinist from France, and has completed his own solo guitar debut, Hot Rats, to be released by Bizarre and distributed by Reprise in October. Hot Rats happened. The Jean-Luc Ponty album happened. That was a good album. See, I can remember getting all these. Bert Weenie Sandwich, Weasels Rip My Flesh. It was a wonderful period. Supervision, next project. Supervision of planning the Mother's Invention Record Club, which he said he hoped would be announced in Get Ready Playboy magazine. So he's going to announce in Playboy magazine. Zappa explained, quote, "Those are the people who need to listen to us the most." See, there's his therapeutic environmental programming. He's actually looking at himself like a doctor. "Those are the people who need to listen to us the most," he explained. The Humpers, right. Adding that Mo Austin, president of Reprise Records, was working on it. He ends up having a real problem with Mo Austin and these guys. Frank has to end up suing them. So, the titles of the 12 LPs are, here's the 12 LPs. Before the Beginning, the Cucamonga Era Show, no, the Cucamonga Era, Show and Tell, What Does It All Mean, Rustic Protrusion, Several Boogie, The Merely Entertaining Mothers of Invention Record, The Heavy Business Record, Soup and Old Clothes, Hotel Dixie, The Orange County Lumber Truck, and The Weasel Music. Zappa mentioned one final project. He said he might be accompanying Captain Beefheart and his magic band to Europe in October, not as a musician, but as road manager, which he did. And there's footage of Frank performing in the mud. It was like a muddy Woodstock in the fields of Belgium or someplace. And I think it was run by Giorgio Gomelski. There's the fucking link. We've come full circle. That here's Zappa managing Beefheart. It's freaking everybody out because, well, why would he be doing that? Road manager. And he's doing it in Europe for Gomelski's festival. So it's all tightly works as usual. So what the fuck are we going to do, McLuhan? Am I awake fully enough to do McLuhan? What do you think? How are we doing? Am I awake?
You're doing pretty good, Bob.
You're welcome.
Yeah, who is that? You're doing pretty good, Bob. That's a new voice. Was that Sean or who was that?
No, this is Gene.
Oh, it was Gene. All right. Well, who was the other voice? Gene, Roxy, and is that it? The Four Slings. Well, what have we been doing?
Giggling.
We've been celebrating.
What's it all mean?
Zappa.
We're celebrating. That's right. We had another great laugh. I love laughing and crying. It's a wonderful experience. At the same time, he hit me.
Yeah,
I go. I wave my flag. I call the police with a pig, and then he hits me. So, and Frank did fix it. If without Frank, we wouldn't have ironed him. Frank kept it going. I wasn't there. He's supposed to meet him in August in Canada at Ottawa, and I didn't show up. I was buzzing off, involved with Secret Council 10 for shenanigans. So Frank had to wait and wait and wait. And then he died. Then finally Bob showed up. Went over to make amends with Gail, and Gail died. Bob has to do everything.
On to the kids now.
Yes, I'm going to use that. You guys get your damn passport and go sit under a palm tree. I'm staying here and I'm going to fix it. Uh-oh, here we go. Down the rabbit hole of the G-spot. The G-spot.
Turn it full circle, Bob. That's all you got to do now. You can tell Frank. That's all you got to do is
actually,
sit under a palm tree now, Frank, to fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one nearest to the palm trees.
Yes.
Of Maui.
I'm quadriphenic. I do all four things and just do everything, as I said on the, remember Nelson's house. What do you do, Bob? Write a novel, leave the country, or write a letter to the editor? And I go, do all three. I got a passport, went to the palm tree, and continued the revolution on the radio. Yes, I solved it.
And Big Fish.
I am Big Fish. Yes. Take me to your loser. I am Big Fish. Take me to your loser.